Gratuitous Hypothermia Prevention Fic by Ira Zabetto. Read by DePatty. Fandom Teen Wolf. Pairing Dear Kale Style Stilinski. Rating Mature. Summary. Because there are too goddamn many fics named Baby, It's Cold Outside. There is a cabin. It's cold. What do you think happens? Additional notes following the fic. Styles is fine. It's called Layers, okay? Derek might be hilariously unconcerned by the cold down in Beacon Hills, but up in the mountains, it snows, okay? It's snowing right now. Copious piles of snow are wont to occur here. It is different from the climate in Beacon Hills. Styles would be mocking Derek more, except it dawned on him pretty quickly that Derek didn't blow off bundling up based on ignorance or pride. He literally owns nothing but Henleys and a leather jacket. Also a couple of worn tank tops and a pair of mittens Styles made for him in home at 2 years ago. So Styles is quiet, and Scott is mocking Derek, and Derek is shivering and looking angry, and all three of them are trekking through the snow. Styles tosses his scarf up around Derek's neck, and Derek looks like he'd burn down a village before he'd wear Styles' scarf. But then he winds it around his neck and jaw, and his eyelids lower a little in relief. It's not like Styles thinks it's precious or anything. They continue walking and eventually make it to the cabin. Finally! Styles bursts out when he sees it. He points angrily at Scott. Okay, next time we are taking my Jeep and not your mom's shitty Honda to the mountains. There will be no next time, Derek says definitively, like Styles won't wear him down in time for next year. I looked up the forecast online, Scott says for the billionth time. There wasn't supposed to be a blizzard. I maintain you looked up the weather for the wrong state, Styles sniffs, and they push their way into the cabin. It's small, but there are two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room slash kitchen combo with a formica bar separating the two. Scott moans in relief when he sees the giant stone fireplace. This is before they realize there is no dry wood. They're in for a long night. Scott, as it turns out, is by no means in for a long night. He quips, good night, and shuts the door to one of the bedrooms, leaving Styles and Derek to roll their eyes in rock, paper, scissors for the remaining bed. Styles wins. Derek is quiet while he slowly freezes to death. Styles waits patiently for several hours, waiting for Derek to cave and ask to switch, or share, or at least have an extra blanket. He does none of these things, just lays on the floor under a blanket, fully dressed and shaking surreptitiously. Styles finally sits upright and shouts at him, Derek Glenn Hale, get your ass into this bed before I shave your stylish hair right off your head. Derek blinks owlishly at him. What a weird threat, he says. I'll shave your legs, too, Styles snaps. Get your clothes off. Hypothermia 101. Derek does all the above with minimal fussing, silently dropping his jeans and jacket on the floor, but presents his attitude like a cornucopia of eye rolls and irritated facial expressions. Crawls gingerly into the bed beside Styles. Styles immediately flops onto him like an octopus. What are you doing? Derek manages half-heartedly after sighing with palpable relief. Styles doesn't even bother with sarcasm. It's nice sharing a bed, okay? I'm warming you up, he tells him happily. We are going to cuddle platonically. Derek's eye twitches. Share body heat. Foster a deep-seated trust that will outlast a million winters. I already trust you, Derek mumbles gratifyingly. Do you, Derek? Do you really? Because you flinch whenever I move my hand near you. I reached up to scratch my ear earlier, and you jerked away like I was going to smack you upside the head. Derek shrugs under Styles. Styles asks slowly, Do you really trust me? He watches Derek's face, watches the flipbook of emotions. The last page is this soft openness, and he nods carefully. Oh, Styles says flattered. The more he warms up, the more Derek sort of melts into Styles until they're wrapped around each other, perfectly content. They're still not very sleepy, though, and Styles hums, pleased. Durr, he says eventually. Remember when I said we were going to cuddle platonically? Derek bristles. Are you going to make me get back on the floor? He asks wearily. What? Styles jumps up onto his elbow to direct his offended face at Derek. No, what? What the fuck kind of person do you think I am? I do care about your comfort, you know. Derek visibly relaxes, albeit looks a little guilty for suggesting Styles was Jackson or something. No, Styles goes on, settling back down against Derek. We're going to continue cuddling. I'm just taking the platonic off the shelf and putting it on the table for revision. Can we vote on it? Derek deadpans. Absolutely, says Style. All in favor of shy first kisses, say aye. Aye, Derek begins, but Styles claps a hand over his mouth. They let what happened sink in, and then Styles bursts into laughter. Guess I don't want to add anything to that, Derek says muzzily when Styles calms down and looks at him. Cool, same, Styles says. Scoots a little closer to him. Well, he admits, there is something you could add to that. Derek kisses attentively, slow and soft, and while Styles is ready to knock it out of the park and charge around the bases, he likes to reenact the Three Ninjas and backflip to home plate from third base. He lets Derek warm up for a bit first, lets him convince himself to slide his palms onto Styles on his own time. Derek's fingers are cold, still clammy when they slip lightly under Styles' t-shirt, and he makes a small noise in his throat when Styles puts his tongue in his mouth. They break apart a few minutes later, breathing heavily. God, Styles says breathlessly, I've been wanting to do that to you since I was 6 fucking teen years old. Yeah? Derek says, with the air of someone who is pretending not to swoon. Yeah. Styles kisses Derek again, face cupped in his hands, leaving no room for disbelief or questioning or anything like that. None of that Derek shit tonight. Styles rolls them so Derek is on top. It's okay? He asks, hooking his thumbs into Derek's boxers. Derek flushes, then. Yeah, yes. He nods, and Styles pulls them down. He has a faint flashback to high school, trying to hide an erection because Derek was furiously stripping a shirt over his head and Danny was looking studious and generally confused and irritated, and Styles was so rarely surrounded by such pure and unadulterated hotness that he had to cross his legs casually, stretch his arms, direct Danny's attention here and there like a flight attendant. High school Styles? Sty school? Think about that later. Would have a fucking conniption if he knew what would happen to him later. His dick and Derek's dick in one location, mingling, like a cocktail party. Emphasis on the cock. High school Styles? Hiles? Never got kissed by anyone, let alone fervent, frantic kissing with Derek Hale while they wrapped their hands around their dicks and fucked together, the darkroom filling up with the susurrus of their touches and their attempts to muffle gasping moans, etc. Styles digs the fingernails of his left hand into Derek's shoulder and, panting, growls, "Come on, Derek." And Derek comes on Styles. That's the joke. Derek comes first, and then with a whine, Styles follows suit, and they ride out their orgasms ungracefully, and then Derek collapses to Styles' right, and they press up together again and catch their breath. Window fogged up, Derek says a while later, like he's surprised or amused. I clawed the shit out of your shoulder, Styles replies. He's pleased. How come you're not healing? He's abruptly disturbed. I can decide not to heal it, Derek says sheepishly, irritated that he has to discuss this. Styles doesn't push it. He's still pleased. He pushes Derek onto his back, leans up over him, and kisses him until his jaw aches. Kisses until Derek is so sleepy he can't run his fingers through Styles' hair anymore. Kisses him until Styles can't really keep his eyes open any longer. He settles down onto Derek's ridiculously broad werewolf chest, feels Derek's arms coil around him. You warm now? Styles slurs as he drifts off. Derek comes affirmatively, the sound a rumble that resonates through his chest, straight into Styles' core being. Styles' toes curl with an emotional pleasure of it. Next time we're bringing lube, Derek says, and Styles falls asleep, beaming like a motherfucker. The end. This has been Gratuitous Hypothermia Prevention Fic by Arizabetto. Original story link can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/615753.